This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Okay, so you've heard the news about Congress saving us from the fiscal cliff. End result, tax hikes on some wealthy Americans, Congress putting off spending cuts for a couple months. And if your next paycheck looks a bit smaller than usual, it's not your imagination. The fiscal cliff legislation lets a temporary reduction in the payroll tax expire. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer looks at what effect the payroll tax cut had and how the expiration of that tax cut could affect everybody going forward.
2 years ago, Congress and President Obama agreed to cut the Social Security payroll tax by 2 percentage points in an effort to stimulate the economy. The thinking was if people had more money in their paychecks, they'd spend more. And they did, according to Scott Hoyt, an economist at Moody's Analytics.
When the tax was cut, then it gave consumers more money, and that added to growth.
Consumer spending rose by about $100 billion in 2011, Hoyt says, adding more than half a percentage point to economic growth. And he expects GDP to fall by a similar amount now that the payroll tax has gone back up, because consumers won't spend as much. Consumers like Todd Winters, who stopped for a chat while getting lunch in downtown Washington. He figures he'll pay about $2,000 a year more now in payroll taxes.
You know, $2,000 is a nice vacation that I'll have to figure out some way of, you know, making do without it.
Retailers will take the first hit as consumers start spending less, and the pain will spread through the rest of the economy fairly quickly, says economist Carrie Leahy of Decision Economics.
And so it filters its way from the mall to the factory in probably a matter of 4 to 12 weeks.
But not everybody thinks paying more payroll tax is such a bad thing. Chris Beard, an engineer in St. Louis, says the Social Security Trust Fund needs all the money it can get.
Because, I mean, obviously there's all concern about Social Security and it not being there in 20 years or so. So I don't know that we needed to be giving people a tax break out of that pot.
Even if it does stimulate the economy. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.